This is Michael Patrick Leahy. I'm in the studio here on Saturday. It's 9:47 a.m. We had scheduled an interview with presidential candidate Tom Steyer. They called us up and said, we want to be on your program. And we made arrangements with his publicity people. They were supposed to call us at 9:40 a.m. Well, as our good friend Howie Carr once said, when the phone didn't ring, we knew it was Democratic presidential candidate Tom Steyer on the other line. So just now I got off the line with their communications people, and they said they're not going to do it. And they might maybe come back on Monday. Well, you know, I've sort of rearranged my schedule all day. We brought in a production team. We've got the studio ready to go, and they stiffed us. I think Tom Steyer is a chicken. He's afraid to answer the tough questions. So I've got the questions that I was going to ask Tom Steyer. Here they are. Question number one. Tom, President Trump set the annual cap for refugees resettled in the United States in fiscal year 2020 at 18,000 under the authority of the Refugee Act of 1980. About 400 of them will be resettled in Tennessee. That was down from 85,000 refugees that arrived in the U.S. in fiscal year 2016, the last full fiscal year in which President Obama set the refugee resettlement cap. About 2,000 of them were resettled in Tennessee. Now, you've said, this is quoting from your website, Tom, quote, a Steyer administration will restore refugee admissions to the U.S. to the levels maintained under President Obama in the first year. It will therefore increase the number of refugees admitted in line with our international obligations. So my question number one for Tom Steyer, if elected president, at what level will you set the annual refugee cap in your first fiscal year? And how many of those refugees will be settled in Tennessee? Tom? Tom? Are you there? No, Tom Steyer. He doesn't want to answer that question. Okay, question number two for Tom Steyer. In fiscal year 2016, many of the 2,000 or so refugees resettled in Tennessee came from hotbeds of terrorism, such as Iraq, Syria, and Somalia. Not so in fiscal year 2000, where the majority of refugees, that is fiscal year 2020, where the majority of refugees in Tennessee have come from the Democratic Republic of Congo and Burma. Now, they're not hotbeds of terrorism, but they are high TB burden countries. If you are elected, Tom Steyer, will you return to the Obama years and have the top countries of origin for refugees resettled in Tennessee come from countries like Iraq, Syria, and Somalia, those hotbeds of terrorism? Tom Steyer? Tom? You don't want to answer that question? Okay. That's a second question we're not getting answered from Tom Steyer, who basically is a chicken. Tom Steyer, you are a chicken. All right. Question number three. Tom, you've also said, recognizing the devastating impacts of climate change and the need to prepare for increased global migration as climate crisis escalates, Tom Steyer, will help people recover from disasters within their communities. He will establish new categories to ensure people fleeing from climate-related disasters and conflicts are eligible for legal entry into the United States. Okay, Tom, a justice-centered climate plan. Question number three for Tom Steyer, presidential candidate, billionaire, and all-around left-wing activist, anti-Trumper. Tom, will these so-called climate refugees be in addition to the refugees resettled under the Refugee Act of 1980 under your administration? And if so, how many? Steyer? Steyer? Do we hear Steyer? No answer to question number three from presidential candidate and billionaire Tom Steyer. Question number four. Tom, you say you want to increase the minimum wage to $22 per hour. Now, most conservative economists say imposing such a ridiculously high minimum wage will have the undesired effect of cutting the number of entry-level jobs available to teenagers. Isn't your proposal, Tom, just a desperate act of pandering for votes of far-left members of the Democratic Party and not something that would have a positive economic effect in the real world. Tom? Tom? Are you there, Tom? Tom's not there. He's still not here. All right. Question number five. In a Fox News interview with Bill Hemmer on Friday, he stated that you have already spent about $280 million of your personal fortune on your campaign for president. Can you confirm or deny that you've spent about $280 million on your campaign so far? And how much are you willing to spend? Tom? Another question Tom doesn't want to answer. Wow. Okay. Tom, you were one of the first public voices calling for the impeachment of President Donald Trump. Most Tennesseans consider that a failed witch hunt, an entirely partisan exercise designed to divide the country. It failed miserably. And most Tennesseans applauded that failure. So they reject your polarizing vision of America and your partisan attacks on the president. Why should they give you any credence as a presidential candidate? He didn't have an answer to that question either. All right. The next question. The only ads that I've seen you in, Tom, give me the impression that you are a self-important virtue signaler. The ad I'm talking about is the one where you congratulate yourself and your wife for setting up a nonprofit financial institution that serves low-income residents of East Palo Alto. Oh, that's a good thing. But here in Tennessee, many people consider that kind of self-congratulatory public mirror-gazing bad manners. Why did you think it was a good idea to introduce yourself to people whom you've never met with that particular message? Yeah? Okay. Global warming. You seem to eagerly congratulate yourself for funding a variety of projects that advance the questionable position that global warming is a man-made phenomenon caused by too much carbon dioxide emitted into the atmosphere by evil American fossil fuel companies. Here in Tennessee, we're not buying what you're selling. In fact, most of us think that you're the one who's got the science wrong. How do you propose to overcome that perspective on one of your key policy initiatives? Tom? Tom Steyer? Still not here. All right. We'll close off with a question on education. Tom Steyer, billionaire running for the Democratic presidential nomination. When it comes to education, Common Core has been a disaster. Test scores around the country have been either flat or on the decline. Conservatives think bringing more competition to government-run K-12 schools through vouchers and charter schools is a good way to help turn a failing education system around. Do you support or oppose vouchers, Tom? Tom Steyer, are you there? Not there. He's not here. Final question. Tom Steyer, do you oppose or support charter schools? Tom Steyer, any answer on that? Nope. Well, there you have it. That is our interview with Tom Steyer. They called us up. They said they wanted to do an interview, and they didn't show up for it. It was a phone interview. I think he's in Nevada on Saturday. We'll have the results of the Nevada caucus to report at the Tennessee Star Sunday, Monday, and through the week. That does it. That's our interview with Tom Steyer, who didn't show up. As the great Howie Carr said, when the phone didn't ring, we knew it was Tom Steyer. So that closes out our Saturday interview of Tom Steyer. And we'll see if, we'll see if he has the courage to show up and come in studio and talk with us. The Tennessee primary, the Super Tuesday primary, is March the 3rd. Tom Steyer, you are welcome to come into our studios and face the fire. Face the hard questions from a conservative who's not buying what you're selling. But meanwhile, I'm going to say, Tom Steyer, you are a chicken. There we go. That's it. We'll be back after this.